Kids, it's Autumn Rain with Beyond the Record, and today I have singer, songwriter, and actress Kaylin Mary here with me today. How are you doing today, Kaylin?
I'm so good. How are you?
I'm good. I'm so excited to have you here today. You know, you have such a bubbly personality, so I think this is just going to be amazing. I'm super excited to talk to you.
Yes, I'm so excited too.
Yay. So let's get started. I want to know a little bit about where you're from and how did you start making music and going into your acting career?
Yes. So I am born and raised in Atlanta, Georgia. ATL. Born and raised in Atlanta. So I grew up in a church, of course. And my church was very like arts based. Mm-hmm. So it was just a lot of infused singing, dancing, acting, and everything that we did. And one day in church, when I was a little girl, they had a kids gospel group. Mm-hmm. And so the group got on stage and they performed. And I was just like in awe. Like, I was like, I want to do that. How do I do that? I want to do that. So eventually, you know, the church had auditions for the group. I was a part of the group. And like I said, they were really like indulged in the arts. So there were industry professionals just a part of the church. And I was able to just meet a bunch of different people. I started training at 9 professionally in singing, acting, and dancing. So there was a performing arts school that I went to in Atlanta. And I just really like just started training hard. I was in a girl group from 12 to 18. So that's where I really got like my big like footing in the industry. We had so many opportunities, you know, we were on tour and on TV and signed and just doing all the amazing things. And that's where I really got my like foundation in music because we were in the studio all the time. You know, we were recording so much. I started to write a little bit. So that's where I really just like found myself as an artist. And then I went solo at 19. I just been rocking ever since. I just love making music, writing, acting, just all the things. It's all what I love to do.
Yes. And you, like, I was looking at everything that you've been in and you've been in some amazing things. So obviously that hard work has been paid off. Like you're doing the thing. I know you mentioned your girls group Glamour. So I want to talk a little bit about that. Like, how did that get started? I think when, you know, singers go from like being in a group to now they're in having their solo career. Sometimes it can get like a little crazy, I would assume, you know? So how did that all started?
Yeah. So we started the group in 2012. I was 12 years old. It was started by Natasha Garcia. She's over at the performing arts school that I attended called AGI. And they put us together. We all had different strengths. Like I was primarily the actor. You know, we had a girl who wanted to be the singer and we had a girl who was really great at dancing. So they just put us all together and formed this group. And it was, I mean, from the start, we kind of just like really took off. We did Showtime at the Apollo. We did The X Factor. Like I said, we were touring. We did Star on Fox. We were signed to Candy Burris for a little bit. So it was just so many amazing opportunities. That's really where I just like found my confidence. I loved being a part of a group. Like I always tell people, like when you're a part of a girl group, it's a different experience. Like just that sisterhood and just being able to know that you have like girls that have your back when you're on that stage. It was such an amazing experience. I love being in a group. And I just really found myself as an artist, found my confidence, found my voice, you know, and I'm just so grateful for that era in my life.
Yes. No, I love that. Like, I love girls groups. Like, do you have any favorite girls groups like of all time that, you know, that you look to for inspiration?
Absolutely. Favorite all time, hands down, is Destiny's Child. I gotta go Destiny's Child.
Yes. That's my favorite too. Like, I'm a big Beyonce fan. So,
girl,
yes, I love it.
So am I.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, they had made such great milestones. And even like individually, it's kind of like how you said, like, you were more so the actor, and then you had a singer in your group. And then, I mean, obviously you can sing too. And then the girl that was like more into dancing. It was kind of like the same with Destiny's Child too, I think, in a way. They all kind of like verged out into their own things.
Yes.
And they're killing it still to this day.
And I think all of their strengths helped each other. And that's what made them like really, really strong. So that was very, very important. Like everybody has their strengths and their strengths come back the weaknesses. And it was just great. Iconic.
Yeah, literally iconic. I'm still praying for a Destiny's Child reunion. Please, like, I would literally just give them my check.
I swear.
I'm going on tour. When they do that, I'm also on tour. Like, I'm following them through every city.
Yes.
I would love that. So I want to get into your acting a little bit before we get into your music, because you've been, like I said, you've been on like such great things. And one of the shows that you were in was Star. And, you know, that stars Queen Latifah. Brandy was in there for a little bit. Ryan Destiny, love her down. So how was it working on a show with such great like musicians and actresses?
Oh my gosh, it was so amazing. It was a dream come true, literally. I got the role and I was 16. So this was like my first big role on like a major network. And just the experience was just, oh my God, I loved it. Once I did that, I was like, oh yeah, I want to be on set. Like, I want to be on set. I want to do this. This is so much fun. Everybody was so sweet, so nice. Ryan Destiny, Queen Latifah, like they were just also welcoming, so sweet. I enjoyed every moment of it. And the thing that was really cool about Star is the fact that it had singing and acting, which I love roles like that. That's like my dream role. I would love to do like a musical one day, a movie musical. Like, I think that would be so cool. So yeah, any role that has like both acting and then something else that I love to do, hands down, just so much fun. So it was really fun. We did a couple of episodes, just interacting like with the extras. It was so much energy on set. Like, we did like performances on stage. I loved it. Every moment of it.
Yes. I think at that period of time too, when Star was really like climbing the charts and everything like that, I think it was Empire on at that time. Like, I can't like recall. Was it?
You said it was part, what was
like,
it?
Like Empire, like the show Empire, because they're both on Fox.
It's a spinoff of Empire.
Got you. Yes. Okay. So that, yeah. Okay. So that makes sense. Because I remember like the first, like, I know the first season of Empire, I was like, oh my God. And the second season,
right?
Empire. And then I think I was just like going into college. I didn't have time to watch TV. So it kind of all just like, for me personally, but Star, that was my show. Like, there's a girls group. So yeah. Back at that again. And yeah, no, that's perfect. I hope that they make another show like that too.
Yes, I do too. And they were saying there's like a movie coming out. That would be nice. Yeah. I would be watching.
Well, they know who to call. They know who to call for that now. And also, like, I know Brandy was only on the show for like a short period of time. I think she came in like a couple seasons after. So, but you also had like a special moment with her too, because you were in her Begging and Pleading music video. So how was it like working with Brandy and then being in that element, you know, once again?
Yes. Oh my gosh. It was so amazing. Brandy is one of like my favorite vocalists ever. Mm-hmm. So getting the chance to meet her, she actually found the girl group that I was in when we did a cover of one of her songs. Mm-hmm. So she saw it and she loved it. And she flew us out to LA and wanted us to be a part of the music video. And it was such an incredible moment seeing her. She actually played the video in front of us. So it was so cool seeing her watch us like sing her song. Mm-hmm. And she was just giving us all the compliments. And she was so sweet. And it was a dream come true, because I really, really look up to her and love her music. So that was just an amazing core memory for me.
Oh, that is so cute. Oh, she seems like such a sweetheart. And I know that she's coming out with a memoir, I think, sometime this year. So I can't wait to check that out.
Yes, me too.
I can't wait. And then another thing about your acting too, well, not really acting, but like you said, like you were on like Showtime with Apollo, all those things. And then you were also on The Real, which we talked a little bit off camera about. I went to go see it as a guest on there, like in the audience. And now you were on there and you performed. Was that your first live TV performance with Glamour?
Oh my gosh, I think so. X Factor wasn't live. It was still TV, but we filmed it like prior.
Mm-hmm.
Live, honey. This was live in front of a studio audience. Like, that was definitely a different experience for me, something I've never done before. But they were so sweet. I really enjoyed the ladies on the reel. They were so sweet and encouraging. Like when we finished, they all came up to us one by one and like, we're like, you guys were so good. Like we loved it. And we're just like, oh my God, thank you. It's so cool. Like when you watch these people on TV all the time and then you get to see them and meet them in person, it's just like, it really is a dream come true. Like it really is, especially when you're that young. I think I was like maybe 17 at the time. So. So fun. So fun. So many memories, really, honestly.
Yes. Yeah. I loved the reel. I loved watching it. And then like when I got a chance to go there, I was just like, oh my God. And I got a chance to meet them. They were so, like you said, they were so sweet.
So sweet.
Mm-hmm. So nice. So I love that. And then now you've been in other several things too. You've been on stuff with Disney, Tubi, Lifetime, like, what's your favorite role so far? What type of role do you enjoy playing the most?
Yes. Oh, I think my favorite role that I've done so far, it's going to have to be when I was a lead in the Tubi movie called Blood, Sweat, and Cheer. Mainly because, so when I was in high school, I was homeschooled actually because very just busy in the industry. You know, I really didn't have time to be in public school a lot. So I had to do the homeschool route. I always wanted to be a cheerleader. My older sister was a cheerleader and I just wanted to do everything that she did. So it was so bad. I never got the chance. So this movie, I was able to play a cheerleader. And again, just another dream come true, like having the pom-poms and learning routines. And I love, like I said, when I can incorporate both acting and something else that I love. So we did dancing as well in that movie. And it was just so fun. That was also my first time leading a movie too. Oh, so wow. Just a different level of like responsibility, you know, when you're that lead character, like you're kind of carrying the movie a little bit.
Mm-hmm.
It's a different experience for me as well, which I loved. Definitely. The lead role coming soon.
Yeah.
But yeah, I mean, so much fun. Like that would probably have to be my favorite just because I lived out my cheerleader dreams and I loved every moment of it.
No, that's great. I love that. I absolutely love that. I think it's especially when you're like a multi-disciplined like musician, actress, like you can do all these things. And it's just like when you get a chance to like combine something. It's so great. It's so great.
It is so much fun.
You get to like work on those different tools and your, you know, toolbox, you know? So. So now I want to talk about your music, you know, and I want to talk about how you just released Attack. And I want to know what was the inspiration behind that song? Because it's such like a cute, like you said, like kind of like get right with me song in a way. But like, I love it.
Yeah, so Attack, I like to say right now, I'm in my make whatever feels good era. Mm. So I'm kind of just whatever's on my heart. If it's fun and I like it, I'm putting it out. Mm-hmm. So Attack was just a song. It actually started off as literally gibberish. I did like a demo on my phone and I liked the beat and I was like, okay, no, 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 no. I was just saying like a bunch of random stuff on there. But then when I played it for people, they were like, no, that's actually like, you actually should put some words to that. Like, that's actually good. And I was like, really? Okay, let's see. So I just got in there. I freestyled, whatever. And I just have fun with it. I think that like, this is just a fun record. And it is like a getting ready with me, like going out to the club, going out with your girls. Just something that you can play to just feel good, feel confident. Especially like us girls, like when we have a couple of drinks and we're feeling lit and we see somebody that we like we have something to say too. So I just wanted to, you know, put that in a song. And yeah, I just hope people like when they listen to it, they have fun, they're feeling themselves. That was the whole vibe for it.
Yes. That's how I felt too, listening to that song, like, let alone, like, I wasn't getting ready when I was listening to it the first time, but then I was just like, wow, like, this is such, like, I instantly, like, put that on my playlist, on my Get Ready With Me playlist, because it just fits the vibe.
Yeah.
Since we're talking kind of about how, you know, your inspiration behind that song, I want to like kind of jump into like our hot topic and talk about, you know, building on confidence. That's what you exude in Attack and throughout all of your music, honestly. So I want to know about Attack specifically, how you are able to A, exude the confidence, but two, it's also just kind of like you said, like shooting your shot. So how do you do that?
Yes. Well, for me, I just think I had to build this confidence. I don't think I was always this like bold and like out there, but I just think as I'm just growing into a woman, I just turned 25, by the way. So
okay. Yes.
I just really feel like I'm on my grown woman. Like I just feel so grown. So I've just been like living in my just womanhood and femininity and just learning that like, it's okay to be bold. It's okay to be confident. I feel like a lot of times, like us women, we feel like we can't, or like, you know, it's not ladylike or it's not all of these things, but sometimes it's okay. And there's a time and a place for everything. And I don't know, for me, I just like to surround myself with people who just remind me of who I am. Remind me like that I am that girl.
Yes.
You know, and I tell myself, like, sometimes you just have to look in the mirror. Sometimes you do have to get cute, put on a face, put on a fit, and just like remind yourself of who you are, because you are that girl. Like, never forget that. So I think for me, it definitely, like, I have to make it a point to do it.
Yeah.
Because sometimes I can forget and I can lose sight. But when I make it a point and I start feeling myself, yeah. It's over with.
No, I totally agree. I think, and then also it's just like, you just are 25. I literally just turned 30 like 2 months ago. Mm-hmm. So it's just you, when you reach like certain eras of your life, it's just like, yeah, I'm not taking this anymore.
Exactly.
I'm just like, you also have to constantly remind yourself of that sometimes. It's hard. Yeah. It can be super, super hard.
Yes. Like,
and I think just, I tell, because I have a younger sister, I tell her all the time, I'm just like, yo, you have to remind yourself that, like, you know, you the prize, you know, and you, like, I don't care what the internet says,
you
the prize, and that you do something for yourself every day. Before you go to work, before, after you go to work, like, make sure that you have time for yourself, because once you stop, it's, like, hard to get out of that slump. And life be lifing, and it's really hard to get out of that. But you just have to make like 30 minutes, an hour, at least. It's just for me, like no one else is going to get my time right now. Like, I don't care what you're doing.
Because
who else is going to do it for you?
Exactly. Exactly. And also, you don't want to live with any regrets. Like,
mm-hmm.
we are young. We have to live our lives. Like, if there's something that you're feeling in your heart, or something that you want to do, something you want to go after, mm-hmm. like, you kind of just have to do it. Because I think when you get, like you said, life be living, it happens all the time. So once you get caught up in like the mundane, it's just so hard to just take those risks and just do those things that you want to do. So definitely, I'm just like, hey, if I want to do it, I'm doing it. If I want to put it out, I'm putting it out. If I want to talk to that person, I'm talking to them.
Yeah.
Life is short. We're too young. Like, you got to live life. Yes.
Yes. And like you said, no regrets. I think, honestly, I don't really have any regrets. I don't think I want to move in a way that I will have regrets. Like, I want to at least try. That has always been my motto. Like, I'm going to try to the hardest I can with the information that I have, and just do the best that I can do. And sometimes, like, I don't want to say your best is not good enough, but sometimes I don't think it just doesn't match. This is not the time for something. I think that's also okay,
because
it's usually setting you up for something way better and way bigger. Like, what you're thinking about, I want to do this, God's like, nah, bigger, you know, like.
Yes.
Yeah, so I love that segue, because I think that's really important to remind people that, you know, you got to put you first and go after for what you want.
Absolutely.
Period. Period. So I know that you said that you kind of just like freestyled attack, and then, but how did the production part of this song come about? Because I know you got the music and you just freestyled on it.
Yes. I found the beat that I like, and I loved it. When I first heard it, I was like, oh yes, this is a vibe. This is a vibe. And it just felt like a real like party, like that Jersey kind of club drill. Like yes. It felt like a vibe. So when I actually recorded it professionally, my engineer, who's also a producer, his name is J.O. He always helps me with all my songs. Mm-hmm. He put his little touch on it too. And we were able to build on that last kind of like slowdown part. Mm-hmm. We kind of just built on like from scratch, which was so cool. It's always fun collaborating with him because he's so amazing and he loves what he does. And it's so fun in our studio session. So that was really fun. We always collaborate in that way. Like I would bring an idea to him and he kind of just like builds upon it with what he hears. And then it's a masterpiece at the end. So,
so obviously, you know how to collaborate really well. And I know that you have like a co-writing credit for Meghan Trainor. What is the difference from you writing your own songs, but also like collaborating with other writers on something?
Yes, it's very, very different, you know? Mm-hmm. And sometimes I have to like, because I solely write all of my stuff. Mm-hmm. So when writing with other people, you do have to, it's a collaborative mindset. So mm-hmm. you have to kind of merge and marry your ideas together to make something even more grand. And it's really fun. I was able to collaborate with Brennan Jay on the Meghan Trainor record, mm-hmm. For Songland, which is a show on NBC. Nice. So much fun. We actually wrote that song, fun fact, for another girl group. It was on their project. But when he was a part of the show, he kind of just pitched like a bunch of demos that we did. And they really loved this one in particular. So that was such a fun experience. That was my first time like, you know, I had just started songwriting maybe like a year or two before that opportunity. Mm-hmm. So just being able to have something like an accolade, like on that grand scale, it was just mind blowing. But I love collaborating with other writers. It's just so much fun. Like being able to bounce off of each other and your different ideas and see the thing that you're able to come up with together. It's just a different kind of feeling. So I like writing solely by myself, but I also like writing with others as well. Like it's two different experiences.
Right. I feel like you can, once you're collaborating with someone, you're like, oh wow, I didn't think about that, you know? And like, oh, that's a really good idea. And then you kind of just like grow from one another. Mm. So I think that's super cool. And yeah, that's a huge accolade. It kind of just like goes to show what we were just talking about, how like having the confidence to like go for what you want to, you know? So yeah, that's cool. So from your own music, what are three songs that fans should listen to get to know you better?
Oh, I love that question. Okay. So first I'm going to have to go with Who. Okay. Who was my very first single as a solo artist. It's where I was really finding myself as an artist. Like I had just gotten out of the girl group, just trying to rediscover who I was and find the confidence within myself again. And so that record, I was really like talking to myself in the lyrics. Like I was saying, if not me, then who? If not me, then who? Uh-huh. Who's gonna do things that only I can do? Like kind of just hyping myself up. Mm-hmm. So definitely if you need like a confidence boost, I would go with Who. Let's see another song. I would say, oh my gosh, this is so hard. I would say Ready For Me. Ready For Me is a song that's off of my project 21 that I released. It's a song that I did in collaboration with another artist. His name is Jay Howell. Mm-hmm. And it's a duet. The song is basically just about you having different insecurities within yourself and feeling like maybe you're not ready for a partner yet, or maybe there are things that you still have to work on, but that other person is kind of just like, no, like I am, I want you, like all the baggage that you come with, like it's fine. So it's kind of like a back and forth record between me and Jay Howell. I really love that one too. That was a really fun one to collaborate with. It's very like R&B. So if you're like into the R&B vibes and you want to slow down and listen to something more chill with like a bunch of harmonies, I would go with that one. And then let me see my last one. My last one. Okay. Deserving.
Deserving. I love that one. I was hoping you would say that one. I love that one.
Love Deserving. Deserving is one of my favorite records that I've ever put out. It's another R&B, you know, slow, vibey song. Mm-hmm. Deserving is just about, again, another one of those confidence boosters. Like, knowing that you deserve more and not accepting the bare minimum, you know, mm-hmm. not accepting mediocre. It's like, no, I'm deserving of the world. And so if you can't give that to me, I'm sorry, buddy.
Yeah.
I love that one. It's like the R&B. I love R&B. I grew up on R&B. Like, that's my first love. So all of my R&B songs are like.
Yeah. Yeah, I love that one. I was hoping you would say that one. And I remember listening. I was listening to like all your tracks and stuff like that. And I immediately, once you like started singing, I was like, oh, at the library. Like, I love that one. So you talked a little bit about like 21, which came out in 2021. So do you have any plans on an EP or an album in the future?
Yes, I do want to put out another project. I'm constantly in the studio just working on different records. So eventually we're going to put something together and have like a project going. But really, I'm kind of just in my era of like just putting out whatever. Mm-hmm. I just think, you know, whatever resonates with people will resonate. I will do it later down the line. So be on the lookout, but definitely just be on the lookout for more singles too. Like I'm dropping more music. I'm dropping music all year.
Yes.
So fun. So fun.
Oh, it was so great speaking with you today. It was such a fun conversation. But where can fans follow you to keep up with all these upcoming releases?
Yeah. So my Instagram is Kaylin Mary Music. That's KaylinMary. TikTok is Kaylin Mary. YouTube is Kaylin Mary. X is Kaylin Mary. Spotify is Kaylin Mary. SoundCloud is Kaylin Mary. Just everything Kaylin Mary. Just follow me everywhere. I'm so excited for all the stuff that I have coming up, both in music and in acting. Oh, yeah, I'm just so excited. And I'm so happy I got to talk to you.
Of course. No, this is such a fun conversation. And I can't wait to see you on my TV screen and, you know, listening to your new releases. So thank you so much.